This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting off with national ag news today, Reuters says the White House is denying a report that President Trump is about to issue an executive order aimed at changing the nation's biofuels program. This comes after a statement from the Renewable Fuels Association saying a member of the Trump administration informed them an order was pending. News of the pending order and its subsequent denial threw turbulence into the energy and corn markets yesterday. The Renewable Fuels Association statement said they received a call from a Trump staffer informing them the order was imminent and would shift the burden of combining biofuels with gasoline away from refiners. The order would require companies farther down the supply chain to handle that. Refiners have long requested the change, saying the requirement has hammered their profits. White House spokeswoman Kelly Love said yesterday, there's no ethanol executive order in the works. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score issued a statement thanking the White House for putting a stop to the rumors of a pending executive order. Score added that the renewable fuel standard and the point of obligation are working as intended and making sure consumers have a choice of fuel at the gas pump. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley spoke with several White House sources and said yesterday there's no reason to believe such an executive order is pending or imminent. Tropical waters in the Pacific Ocean are said to be warming at an increasingly substantial rate, leading some to believe the time it will take for another round of El Niño appears to be getting shorter and shorter. A CattleNetwork.com article notes that El Niño typically appears every 2 to 7 years. Weather forecasters have been looking at the potential of a return of El Niño for a couple of months. El Niño is associated with warmer than normal sea surface temperatures in the equatorial Pacific Ocean. The phenomenon is known to bring turbulent weather to certain parts of the world and beautiful crop-growing weather to other parts of the globe. Some of the more notable impacts include drought in Southeast Asia and heavy rains with erosion along the Pacific coast of North and South America. The cooler temps in equatorial Pacific bring on a La Niña phenomenon, which experts say just wrapped up a 6-month run as cooler Pacific waters along the equator have all but disappeared. This month is the first time that the International Research Institute and the U.S. Climate Prediction Center say El Niño is the more favored weather scenario over neutral or La Niña conditions. And speaking of warmer than normal weather, as we know, that's been the case around the listening area for the past month. Yesterday, I had a chance to catch up with a farmer from Macoupin County who said the warm weather has been good for both his wheat and his livestock. Today we'll hear from Mark Rushop about how things are going for his family's farm.
We're ahead of schedule for this time of year. Today's March 1st, and we got majority of our anhydrous ammonia on. I'm not sure about this coming rain overnight, if we'll finish up today or tomorrow or not. We did have measurable rainfall. I left pretty early this morning, and I don't know what we got. So we've been putting some fertilizer on, and we've been distancing some standing corn stalks we didn't get plowed under last fall. Otherwise, we've been holding back on the tillage because it's been so dry, trying to conserve moisture in the ground, just taking it easy because it is early.
Well, it usually is a good thing to be ahead of schedule other than behind. I know a lot of farmers are in the same boat that you are. I know you do grow a lot of wheat on your farm. How is that looking for you?
The wheat is looking fantastic. We split up higher nitrogen, and so we got our first half on earlier last month, and it's just with these warm temperatures, unseasonably temperatures, it's just looking green as a yard out there. It's beautiful, and we'll probably put the second half on here coming this month.
How many acres of wheat do you have?
Well, we don't have as many as we used to. We got about 45, 50 acres of wheat right now.
Sounds good. Thinking about this year, the way the wheat crop's looking here, the 1st of March, back to last year, do you think it's comparable? Do you think it's better? What are your thoughts, if you could remember?
I know our stand is a lot better this year, for sure. We got in right. We probably planted a little thicker than we used to, and we're just hoping for the best. With wheat, you never know. It can really change from wheat to wheat, and we're hoping for good yields this year.
Will you then do double crop with the wheat and sow beans, or what are your thoughts? What are your plans for this planting season?
Well, we'll probably bale the majority of it for straw. And because straw's worth quite a bit right now, it's actually worth probably more than a bushel of wheat is. And then we'll do some clover down in some wheat, so we'll save that and bale that. later this summer. And we'll probably put double crop beans in the majority of it.
Sounds good. I know you also got some livestock on the farm. How are things going with the cows? Calving season right now. How are things going?
Yeah, we have a herd of brood cows. They are red Angus, Simmental cross. So we're getting a bunch of little red calves with white faces. They're just adorable. And we haven't had any problems this year. We got about a dozen to 15 on the ground right now. We had a set of twins over the weekend, and they're doing great. The twin heifers, that's kind of uncommon. You get a set of twin heifers. And haven't had any problems. And I do have a small herd of sheep. And I finished lambing about 2 weeks ago. And I really was surprised about how many sets of twins I had. Probably 3/4 of the ewes had twins. So it's just been a really great lambing year as well.
Well, definitely exciting to have this warm weather along with the calving season. That usually helps things go quite a bit smoother. Does this take up a lot of your time, the livestock side of things? Is it pretty evenly divided between that and the crop side? Or what's your workload like?
It really depends on the time of year. You know, the good weather right now, we've been doing field work, and we've been calving and lambing, and we've also been, you know, maintaining waterways, burning some, reshaping some. Hopefully we get some tile put on some waterways here in the weeks to come yet before planting. We've been cleaning out some along the fields, some brush, you know, pulling trees, you know, just taking care of the land and the edges and maintaining these farms for our renters and ourselves.
So what's your ideal planting date? We're going to talk corn now because we've got wheat with a good stand. It's going to be a while before we double crop beans. So corn-wise, when do you think you're going to get in and get started, or when would you like to?
That's a tough question. I mean, a lot could happen. We're still pretty far out. The weather says, you know, this month, coming month, is supposed to be pretty normal. I don't know what normal means anymore with these temperatures. And you know, next month, there's calling to be wet. So hopefully we just have a normal planting season. Be nice to get in, you know, middle of April, end of April, and have a normal season and get all on the ground in a timely manner and move on. Let's get some good yields out there and good stands.
Any corn planted near you in your area or neighbors that you've heard of? And if you don't want to mention names, that's fine. But is there any planted in your area?
I've heard rumor that some farmers north of Mount Olive, west of Litchfield, have planted about 40, 45 acres. And last week when it was warm out, they stopped by and they were telling us about it. And they said it was sea was swelling up and starting to come. And, well, that's a true experiment. If it stays warm, those guys might get lucky. They might not. That's something rare.
Definitely is. Well, we'll see what happens with that corn crop, and we do wish them the best of luck. We hope things work out. Mark, anything that I've missed, or you think we've pretty much covered everything?
I think we covered about everything. You know, I farm rural Staunton, rural Mount Olive with my dad and brother, and mom, she keeps everyone happy and going. I can't forget to mention them. But yeah, we got a good workforce out there, a family farm, and we all work together to get the job done.
And thanks again to Mark Ruschop from Macoupin County for that update. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.